North American Meat Institute President and CEO Juliana Potts is just back from Japan and Korea, where she participated in several U.S. Meat Export Federation events. Her observations are in this USMEF report.
This was my first trip to Tokyo and my first trip to Seoul. So very excited to see both markets. I had a couple of great opportunities to participate in some consumer events that USMEF put together. That was exciting because I got to interact directly with consumers and with the retailers that supply them about what consumers want to see in their pork and beef. So that was great. I just really loved seeing in multiple retail locations how beautifully presented our beef and pork is, and what I observed in the store was incredible attention to packaging and presentation and signage. And it really stood out to me that having MEF staff in our offices that understand what works is a phenomenal service and something that I'm very pleased to be able to see in person so that I can speak more knowledgeably about it when I am doing advocacy work back in the United States.
U.S. red meat's success in Korea is due in part to a favorable free trade agreement, and Potts said it's urgent that we also have an agreement with Japan.
The Korea Free Trade Agreement is a great example of why we can be more competitive and grow when we don't have to deal with tariffs at the level that they are in other markets. And the uncertainty that is created when other countries have a free trade agreement with Japan and the U.S. is not a great place for us to be. And so we need to continue to reassure our trading partners that we are putting as much emphasis on this as we can with our administration to get it done as quickly as possible.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.